In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. The grace of God our Savior has appeared to all men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it is with great joy that I'm able to wish you all a most blessed Christmas. On behalf of Father and the good sisters, we wish you many graces and blessings this holy season. I have already and have been blessed to offer 3 Masses today, as every priest is able to do on Christmas Day. And you are most definitely remembered in those Masses. There's one thing that keeps coming back to me as I have been preparing for Christmas and today celebrating our Lord's birthday, and that is the sublime message that he gives to us if we just open our eyes, if we just pay attention. First, consider the babe in the manger. Just like any infant, weak, helpless, so much in need of assistance to eat, to sleep, to be taken care of. But not just any infant, an infant in dire poverty, nowhere but a cave to be born in. But we have to understand, this is the way he wanted it. Why? Because there's a lesson for us to learn. There's a sermon that he gives from the very beginning of his life. Definitely a demonstration of that eternal love which we hear about, but we cannot even start to comprehend. But we can come to some type of understanding when we understand the distance he traveled from eternity into time, uniting his divinity, his perfect divinity, with our imperfect humanity in the person of Christ. Going from eternity into time, not just taking that journey, but taking that journey all the way down to a small embryo to show us the sacredness of life. That embryo developing into a baby to be born in a stinking cave and laid in a manger. Why? Well, my dear friends in Christ, the lesson is simple. The lesson is one of humility. You see, humility is the only virtue that can demonstrate true love. Humility is the foundation virtue. If you don't have humility, you don't have any other virtue. It's impossible. You can look virtuous, but if you don't have humility, all you have is another type of selfishness. Humility is not something for us to shun away, but for us to embrace. For what is humility? It's very simple, actually. Humility is truth. What is the truth of the matter? The truth of the matter is this. None of us deserve him. But he doesn't ask us to deserve him. He asks us to want him. None of us deserve a Savior or a Redeemer. But we don't go to him because we deserve to go to him. We go to him because we need to go to him. Humility is the admission of our sinfulness, of our weakness, of our fallen human nature, and our need for him. And when we're able to make that move and take that stand, it is then and only then that we open ourselves up to his influence and have his peace and his joy, which he offers. So many people seek his peace and his joy, but they have so many barriers that stand in the way of him and them. But we can take those out of the way in a moment, especially when we are willing to admit to our weakness and admit to our sinfulness and admit of our need. And when we do, we open ourselves up to him. Why do you think he was born in a cave? to let us understand that if he's willing to be born in a cave, he's willing to be one with any one of us. We can go and bemoan the fact of our sinfulness or our stupidity or how we're so drawn into the world and the ways of the world, and we get all caught up in the stupidity that's out there. And he says, it's okay. I'll wait. But when you're ready, give me your sins. Give me your weaknesses. Give me your infirmities. Because I want to be the Lamb who comes to take away the sins of the world. He doesn't take them by force. He's not that type of king. He's not that type of God. He will not force you to love him. But he demonstrates love to us and asks us to return that love. When we do, when we're able to do God's will, not self-will, when we strive to keep his commandments, not make up our own version of commandments, but we strive to keep his commandments, then we become men of goodwill, and he promises his peace. Remember the words of the angels to the shepherds when he was born? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill. So my dear friends in Christ, on this Christmas day, I wish you a most joyful and God peace Christmas. May you, by his grace, take all the barriers out of the way and let him into your heart and have what he offers, which is boundless. May you have that joy that this season brings, but not just today, but beginning today. And may you realize it, not just through your years of life, but from time to eternity. Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.